When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go. Week 12 power rankings, BT, in the NFL. I'm very curious to see where you have it. I love that intro.
It's getting kind of intro.
All right, I'm very curious to see how we have it. Let's start again at the top because I have a feeling we'll be similar as it pertains to number one.
Yep.
And then maybe things could get different down the road. So obviously I'm going to start with the Lions. They certainly didn't do anything to hurt their standings. I had them number one. I think the last couple of times that we've done this, the last few weeks in a row, after bringing it back after the baseball season had ended, Detroit is just dominant every which way you could ask for. They blow out the opponents they should blow out. They're very tough. They're very good. The win on the road against the Packers in the rain, to me, solidified how good they are.
Yes.
And they've just been getting better ever since. They're the clear number one.
Everything they have travels. They haven't lost on the road yet this year, Sal. They're 5-0 away from the friendly confines of Ford Field there. Their point differential is amazing. I think it might be the most in football. It's plus 159. If it's not number one, it's number two. And, you know, we could just
inundate. Nobody's even close, actually.
Buffalo, is that true?
Buffalo, I'm just looking at it real quick. Buffalo's plus 106.
Oh, wow. So it's basically 53 plus 53 yeah. Detroit's way. That is a massive gap. First time ever Super Bowl favorites at this stage, actually at any stage, based on the Vegas odds. And I love the fact, now listen, the Jaguars were a doormat, but the fact that they just sucked the life out of them immediately and hung a 50 spot on them, they are focused. They are so good.
All right, what do you got for number two?
I got the Bills here. I did not think that I would be in this direction. I go back to a lot of my thoughts during the summer. Granted, I thought the Jets would be better, and that would kind of skew how I view the Bills and their ability to win a ton of games and win this division. The Bills lost a lot of players, and what's happened along the way is we've just been reminded that they're a very stable organization that knows how to win. Josh Allen's having an MVP season right now. I think it's his award to lose. You know, McDermott, and I got a couple of Bills friends, friends who are Bills fans, and they were lukewarm on McDermott. Maybe they'll go back there if they lose a playoff game they're not supposed to lose. But right now, you know, the Bills handle business against Kansas City. Buffalo's number two.
I don't know how you can make an argument against the top two teams in this particular case. At this point, going into week 12, the Lions are clear number one. To me, the Bills are clear number two. I'm with you. Now, obviously, they lost that game at home to the Chiefs. I wouldn't have had them out of my top five, but they certainly wouldn't have been number two. They are number two. They're hot. They've won six straight. They do it more balanced than they used to with Allen being reckless, whether it's throwing it or running it. But obviously, he can do both when they need to. I think they're the best team in the AFC. They proved that by beating Kansas City. They're going to have to do it in the postseason, but I have them number two. Here's where I think it's going to get really interesting, three through five. And it's funny how it starts to separate as the weeks go on here now, where we see things clearly at the top as far as the 1-2 spots in week 12. I'm going to have the Ravens still number three. I know they got beat by the Steelers, but I still think, as I project forward, for me, this is a combination of what has happened and what will happen moving forward. Just my gut still tells me, I know they lost to the Steelers, and I'm going to give the Steelers credit for that in just a little bit, but the Ravens still, to me, are the more dangerous team, the better team. I still think they're better than Kansas City throughout the course of this year and project to be better. I have the Ravens at number three.
I don't have them there. And by the way, just my perspective is I'm going on the now. Like, if the season's ended today and we've got playoff matchups this weekend, wild card weekend, bye, whatever, eventually divisional round, these are the teams that, as of now, I believe are the best. Number three for me is Philly. Philly's not lost since September. I don't know if everybody realizes that, but, you know, really, once Saquon got cooking against the Giants when he ran for a $176 and they hung almost 30 on the Giants, they have been scoring fairly routinely, you know, 28, 37, 28, 34, 26. They're mowing people down.
Yeah.
They're winning on the road. They're winning at home. They beat a couple of good teams like the Bengals. They beat them by 20. They're beating the bad teams like the Giants. They're opportunistic when they play a team that was supposed to be good, that's banged up like Dallas. They don't mess around. They don't even think about losing. They beat them 34-6 a couple of weeks back. They have the one critical matchup with the Commanders, the one team that can get in their way and maybe mess up divisional supremacy. What happens? They beat them. So, to me, the Saquon show is hitting top speed. You might need a little bit more from Jalen Hurts, obviously, in the passing game, but I got Philly number three.
Who do you have number four?
I got Kansas City number
four. Wow, okay, so no Ravens there.
No, I don't have the Ravens in the top four.
Now, I know you had Kansas City higher last week.
I did. But I also said that the Bills were going to beat them.
Yes, I know, but you still had them. Do you remember where you had them? Maybe you had them two last week?
Yeah, they weren't much lower than that. It was two. It was two.
See, I had them four, and now they are out. Of my top five.
I don't blame
period.
You.
Explain Kansas City at number four.
Kansas City's number four. Yeah. So Eagle, I've got Lions, Bills, Eagles, 1, 2, 3. Kansas City number four. Listen, I've got to react to the aesthetics. I have to. Like, it's not just the standings, and even before they lost the game and to the Bills, I know that you've heard me say this before, but I was always worried about a team that had yet to lose, but had a very you know, not average because it was like the ninth best, which is above average with 32 teams. But the ninth best point differential, yes, they were opportunistic, but they were a little fortunate in certain spots there. And the offense doesn't quite look the same. I know they're incredibly well coached. I know if they're down a score late and the superstars got the ball, I'm going to bet on Mahomes to get him in the end zone or get him a field goal to win the game. But, you know, right now, they just had a game that was going to define how we perceive them now, and they lost. And, you know, they should have lost to the Denver Broncos. Don't forget about that. Yeah. We had a field goal blocked. So, I mean, Kansas City, for me, could easily be number five. I show them a little more respect, but I got them at number four.
It's why I left them off my list, all those reasons that you just mentioned. So interesting, we have two teams, not only in different order, but two totally teams in our top five. I'm going number four team that I had on the fringe a week ago. I have to put them in there with their win over the Ravens, and that's the Steelers. I mean, they've earned it. Now, do I think the Steelers are going to be legit Super Bowl contenders? Probably gut says no, but I think they're tougher than Kansas City. And in the postseason with Tomlin and the way that team plays defense with Russell Wilson playing quarterback the way that he's played, look, they're beating everybody. I mean, they're 8-2. Their plus differential is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Better than Kansas City's by a pretty good margin at plus 71. And that's a team that's a defense first team.
Yep.
Without an all-world quarterback at this point in his career. So Pittsburgh's got to have some respect. I didn't put them ahead of Baltimore, even though they beat them. But they were off my top five last week. I put them at number four because of the win over the Ravens. And who knows at this point what they could do. I think anything's possible for Pittsburgh. They could be just as dangerous as anybody else in the postseason, in that weather, the way that they play football.
So, Sal, you have them at four. What do you have at five?
Got the Chargers.
Chargers get a little love here. Remember, California love.
I had the Chargers at five last week, and my debate, the first two teams out were the two teams that you have in that I don't, the Eagles and the Chiefs, in no particular order. But if I had the Chargers at number five last week, which I did, I couldn't justify taking them off after beating the Bengals the way that they did. Mm-hmm. There was a chance. Now, if they lost that game, different story. Huge lead, send it a message, blow the lead, but still come back to win that game against a not great but very dangerous Bengals team.
Very dangerous.
That was an impressive win. So it's the least I could do is have them maintain their spot in my power rankings. Couldn't drop them, didn't move them up because the Steelers won. Had the Steelers lost that game, Pete, totally different. I would have moved the Chargers up, probably have Kansas City or Philadelphia in five and had the Steelers out still.
Yeah.
But the Steelers win jumps them into number four, and I have to maintain the Chargers. I think they project better. By the way, they're plus differential, plus minus, better than Kansas City. They again, almost wins doesn't count, but they played Kansas City tough, and I think if they play them again...
Might be a little bit different.
Yes,
different.
I do.
Was that game at Arrowhead or in L.A.? I don't even remember.
I forget. I could look that up real quick.
Either way, yeah. I like it. Listen, I respect how you're remaining married to what you had weeks before.
That was home. They lost 17-10 at home.
Yeah.
They will play them again on December 8th in Kansas City.
That's going to be that a primetime game?
Yes, it is.
Not Monday, Sunday?
That's Sunday night, 8:20 Sunday night. I believe, right? 12-8 has to be a Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Look that up.
Sounds
real quick.
Right? Sunday night. Get ready for a little Sunday. I've been waiting all day. Remember Francesca used to rally? Yeah, we're waiting all day. We've been watching football all day, you idiots. Now we're going to watch the game, but we haven't been waiting all day. Anyway, I've got the Steelers at number five here. Listen, I do think what I love about them, aside from Tomlin, that's the obvious stuff, and we know their defense is great. But what are the reasons their defense is great? And think about how we contrast this to what's plagued the Jets. I mean, many things have plagued the Jets this year. But we thought that the Jets' defense would be so much better. But we also thought the Jets would run the ball more effectively this year and the Jets' defense would be a little bit more well-rested. Well, that's what's happening in Pittsburgh. They run the ball so effectively. Their defense is great and it's rested. It's not like they're just running their defense out there every single week and losing the time of possession. But because their defense is so amazing, that they're squeaking out these wins. It's just a great balance. The coaching, the quarterback's got some moxie. I thought he was kind of finished. I think most of us thought that we were wrong. They run the heck out of it, and they're a great defensive team. And the way they play stylistically, you could go in the rain, the slop, the wind, the snow, 75 degrees. They can go really far.
You nailed it. That's what the Jets should have been, and it's what the Jets still could be. If they had the right coach. Remember, a lot of people, including myself, were laughing at Russell Wilson saying it's over.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, with a competent coach, with a good defense and a running game, that to me is what could be the best case for the Jets as soon as next year with Rodgers if a real coach like Tomlin came in and cleaned this freaking mess up. I know it's not going to happen, but that would be, to me, the ideal what they should be.
I'd sign up for that. Quick off the radar, 25 seconds. Give me a quick answer here. So remember the Giants flirted with Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
A very cursory flirtation, nothing real serious, right? But if Russell would have gone to the Giants...
And it was... Are you talking about this offseason?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We have a different setup here, or are we still... 2-8
I don't think they're as good as the Steelers, even if Russell Wilson came.
I don't either, but do you think they're 2-8 or are they like 5-5, 4-6?
I think they're probably middle of the pack.
I tend to agree.